Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Say that, but you're wondering and you're thinking in your mind,
they really mean that. They really seriously felt joy about it. Well, quick story. I was talking to my boss today, and I told you Tuesday he was on air. He was in the studio, but he didn't want to come on air because he was still at work. But he was just like, man, I love that show. He was like, where do you find your co-host at? I said, man, it was destiny, dog. I was like, it was destiny, dog. I said, I cannot tell you how many times and how many different people told me to get with her, to get with her. I was complaining about my old co-host, and I, you know, told him this story about how she offended not just me, but other Kale Corner when we sent a prayer request out to the young man that was shot in his back in front of his children. And I was telling him how, you know, that just didn't set right with me. And so, you know, disciplinary actions were taken. And I told him that, you know, in the midst of it, my co-host just started calling the show. And when she called the show and I heard her participation on the show, I was like, man, it's a no-brainer, dog. It's a no-brainer. She got to be a part of this. You know what I mean? So, and I told him, I said, don't you fit right in? He was like, man. He was like, slam. He was like, I had to look at my phone a couple of times and was like, that's a female talking sports like that. I was like, yes, yes. I was like, she have her moment where she acted or sounded like a woman, but she a girl, though. You know what I mean? She a girl, though. So we don't expect that. We can take that from her. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We didn't expect that. But for the most part, everything that she says I agree on and everything I said she agree on. And guess what, y'all? Even if we don't agree, we have sense enough to wait until it's the appropriate hour for her and I to discuss our dislikes. So, man, listen, Joe. I'm going to tell y'all real quick. We're going to discuss the NBA Finals, you know, with the Celtics doing what they did last night, looking unstoppable as a mug. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're going to talk about CJ McCollum calling out Stephen A. Smith. And I'm going to tell y'all something. CJ McCollum, I think I've heard that dude talk three times his whole basketball career. He went in on Stephen A. Smith, and I just looked in a minute of it. More upsetting news out of the Washington football camp. This time, it's the defensive coordinator. I don't even want to call his name, y'all. But that Bama had some comments to say about the January 6th insurrection. And we're going to have to discuss that. And it went so far as legendary former player Mr. Brian Mitchell had a few choice words of consideration for a Mr. Del Rio. That and all other topics, whatever y'all want to talk about, is what we're going to talk about. And look, this is what I was getting to, y'all. This one right here goes out to my co-host, 563-999-3782. Therese.
Yeah.
I really don't want, because I don't want to believe that this happened last night.
Okay.
I really don't. But I really did not appreciate the way the referees ejected Draymond Green after those petty fouls, because they knew, in my book, they knew that everybody was still in like an uproar, because Draymond Green should have been kicked out of the game Sunday night, but he wasn't. So last night to me was a makeup ejection. You feel me? It was a makeup ejection. They had to come back and eject him to kind of sort of smooth it over with all the fans who were mad, because, you know, we all knew that Draymond deserved to be suspended. I mean, well, at least ejected. Excuse me,
mm-hmm.
not suspended. At least ejected on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
What say you, Jess? What say you?
I mean, I agree. The call should, I mean, it should have been a flagrant. He should have been ejected. I feel, but I don't like the makeup stuff. Like, I don't like all the petty calls. I don't like that stuff. I don't like that, and that's what they were doing. I don't like it. It wasn't fair. Like, make it a fair game and then let the chips fall where they fall. Because they was already losing, but you don't have to put vinegar on the wound or alcohol
right.
on the wound. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's
right.
how I feel about
right.
it.
Yeah, and I'm with you as well, you know. It's like when you go and make up calls like you did, or make up an ejection like you
mm-hmm.
did, it further solidifies to me that we can't trust y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That y'all are out here playing games with the game. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And it's just like, it's like, wow, you know? I mean, do y'all really have to do that? Seriously? We're going to watch this game. And you know what, Tree? I've even come to the conclusion where I can accept them making it stretch out to 7 games. I didn't accept
mm-hmm.
that, because I'm looking at it like, well, guess what? That means we get more basketball, y'all. You know? So, you know, if they don't allow it to be a sweep, then, hey, we got game. We know that we have until this date to watch NBA basketball. So I'm not upset.
Yeah, but Kale, okay, I know you're not upset. I'm not upset either, because we get to watch more basketball. But that comes at the expense of somebody. Or missed calls, wrong calls, no calls,
right.
all that comes
right.
with to the expense of somebody. Somebody is paying for all those calls. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's good for us, because we want to watch and we want to be a part and we want to, you know, we want to cheer and we want to see more games and we want to see people do what they do. We're going to have to wait till next year, because this game, this thing should have been over. It's about to be over. I don't think they're going to stretch it. I don't think they're going to stretch this. It's no way.
So you're going for the Celtics?
At this point?
I mean, sis, I don't
get no pity in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just looks like that they're a more put-together team, a more team that's willing to do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they don't make a lot
right.
of mistakes. I want to see Golden State win, because I like Gary Payton Jr. I like certain players on the team. But
mm-hmm.
you got – I mean, I like Tatum in them too. Like, I like Tatum, I like Jaylen, I like Smart, I like all of them guys.
Right.
I don't have my team red and black. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have a thing in it, but I see Boston being a more dominant team because the defense is like smothering. They just everywhere.
Right.
everywhere. Like, you can't get rid, they like roaches. You can't get rid of them.
No doubt. Let's break dirty to it. Girl, you crazy. She said roaches, y'all. She is crazy.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Dirty?
What's good with y'all?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we hear you.
I feel good. I'm still personally rocking, but I don't think it's no. I understand y'all be heavy on the refs on Kale's going. That ain't me. I just like the game. Me personally, I still think it's, you know, I'm still rocking with. I'm rocking with Golden State. I still think, I mean, it's going to go game seven anyway, regardless of what we're talking about. I think it's going to go game seven. They're going to get the next one.
So you think they're going to get the next one in Boston? Because they in Boston. They in the garden.
Yeah, I ain't got to say that. That's nothing.
And they said, I had to research, do a little research, go to say they ain't never beat them in Boston there. They never beat them at home.
It's all good. Even if they do go up 3-1, Golden State got their experience in my book.
Okay. I feel you. I mean, I like some players over there, too, that I wish get that hard way. So I'm up in the air.
Right.
Whoever wins going to be the same anyway, so I ain't tripping.
You say it again. Your phone broke up.
I said whoever.
No, we don't need to hear that again. I know exactly what you said. You know what I mean? He was all right up until that point, y'all. He was okay up until that day.
I can imagine. I know what he said.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, boy.
Yeah.
He just, you talking about throwing vinegar on the wound, y'all.
I know exactly what he said.
Yeah.
He went either way.
Oh, my goodness.
I gotta let the listeners know, man. My team's still in it. Whoever my team wins, my team. You know, I gotta let the listeners know how I'm rocking.
He just said, they know.
You was on mute. They didn't hear nothing. They didn't hear none of that. They didn't hear none of that, sir. They didn't hear none of that. I'm sorry to tell you, sir. They didn't hear none of that.
Come on, Lou. Say the show, Lou. I know Lou picked the team.
Yeah.
Come on, Lou.
Oh, boy. Hello, everybody. Yeah.
What's up, bro?
All right, well, Celtics pulled away with it again. Yeah, that's all we need. But I got news for you. Don't give them the victory just yet. Don't give them the victory just yet. Because Curry's coming back to play in game four. Whether you guys like it or not.
Okay.
I'm just getting confirmation now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he did say he was going to play. Yeah.
That's right.
You're right.
Because 24 hours ago, he was like, you know, he was like withering in pain and like, But then he saw like, I'm feeling better. And okay. Lousy imitation. I know. But still. He's walking better and he's going to play. So don't give the Celtics the victory in the series just yet.
Okay.
Them two cold bands did it for him. He's back out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, 24 hours makes a difference in sports. 24 hours makes a difference in sports. And unlike most other actions in life, you know, these guys can with the shot and the pill and everything that they're given, you know, these guys can seem to come and perform as if nothing was wrong with them at all. So, you know, I'm looking forward to. Hey, listen, I know it's going to go seven, y'all. I'm serious.
The
NBA, if they haven't shown us anything, they've shown us we're going to get our money. We're going to get our money, and they look at it like You fans owe us a whole year of playoff money, because remember, in the bubble, the players could only have a few family members, and there were only a few media members and broadcasts and everything. So it was brutal to the NBA. So they're going to make up their money.
But just the NBA was ruled to us fans.
Let's go to the
Huckleberry.
What's up? I'm your Huckleberry. What's happening with everybody this evening?
Hey.
Man.
Listen.
Hey, you know what? Let me say something real quick, 57. Slim,
yes, sir.
That energy that you brought Tuesday was life-giving. I don't care what the hell you going through.
Right.
You bring that life to this damn show every time, man. Bring that life to the, what the youngest.
Hey, man.
Bring that energy.
Bring that energy.
I'm with you, Kale.
Keep that same energy. Right.
There we go.
Yep.
Keep that same damn energy. We got off the call. I called Tree. I said, damn. She said, what? I said, 57 back. You know, because we're all like family.
Yeah.
So when somebody comes and they're not the same, we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows
it. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. True. Hey, listen, let me be the first to thank you and to tell you, your ass better bring that same energy. Say it again for me, Tree. Keep that energy. There you go.
But I got y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for being here, man.
Right.
That's what gets you back up. That's right. I'm going to tell you. I'm still saying I want to see Golden State win it, but every night the team that loses, the team that wins wins the night before, the next night that's a different team from what we've been seeing.
Exactly.
So each team play a good game and they play a bad game. So if we go about what's been happening, Golden State should come out and should win tomorrow night in Boston. And I might be wrong, but I think it's that Golden State has never won a championship or a playoff or a game six or something in Boston. They never won a game.
No, you're right. It's a series. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so the park, you know, they got a lot going against them. You know, and the way they played last night, Steph Curry throwing the ball away like he wasn't in the game. Draymond not hitting any shots at all. You know, they need everybody to contribute for them to win. Boston got a good team, and they don't mind playing physical with you. So we might be going up there eating some clam chowder with Ron.
You know. Let's bring in my brother Tang.
Hey,
what's
Tang.
Up, Tang? Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing today? Much love and respect always. What's up, Miss T?
What's up, GB?
B Mob 57. How y'all doing? How my man?
Hey,
B. What is GB? What did that say?
I told you this hair and this beard is white, man. It's not gray. It's white.
Oh, gay beard.
Put a W. Yeah, if you want to put something on there, 57, put a W on there, man. I'm going to go with the white.
Put a W in front of it, bro. I hear you, bro.
My man. Hey, look, but I'm listening to 57.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question, Tank. Do you think Draymond fouled out last night because the referees were trying to make up for not putting him out of the game on Sunday?
I think the referees had it out for him because Draymond been saying a lot of stuff about the referees. And then the other day he said that the NBA is weak. and they soft and all that. So that's why I think that game was real physical, and I think let them get real physical last night because they was definitely physical with Draymond Green and the rest of them boys. Even when like you say, my man Curry, I hope he do come back in his ankle right because Horford, he laid on that sucker real nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, he did. He did, man. That's why that man got up laughing like that. That's why you said, John, he had them two cold baths and had some medicine and some shots and whatever else, and now he ready to roll because he needed that.
Yeah, he had 10 hours of sleep. That's it. He had 10 hours of sleep. He did a little bit of cardio, and then he got in the ice bath. Twice.
And like when Big Brother said, 24 hours, it's really 48 hours because they don't play till tomorrow night at, 9 o'clock, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he really got he really had 48 hours to recuperate. So he's going to be good. He ready.
True.
He said he's playing regardless.
Exactly, because like I say, we all see him come out in the same game with an injury look worse than that, and they right back in there. So we know he coming back.
We had that hip injury.
Ain't no way that
remember?
Man. Yeah. And one more thing I'd like to say.
Yeah.
If Boston do get it tomorrow, because like 57 said, one day we see the great team, the next day we see all the BS that they can bring come up with, turnovers and everything.
That's true.
They beat tomorrow, I do believe it'll be over within six. They're going to win it in Boston. That's if they win tomorrow.
I don't think so.
But if they don't, I believe we're going to get them game sevens like everybody's been talking about.
Okay. Now, I will say this, and I agree with Tang on this. If Boston wins tomorrow, Golden State in big trouble. And it probably go six, and it probably will end up in Boston, like you said. Because I think if Boston comes out there tomorrow and beat them, then that's going to show a little bit of dominance over them. And I agree with Tang on that.
Yeah. Come on and jump in, 007. What's up, bro? Birthday, man.
What's
up,
birthday, What type of crackers do you eat, bro?
Oyster crackers. Oyster crackers up in there with some hot sauce, you know what I mean? That's what that Bama's Stephen A. Smith. Hey, by the way, he ain't my role model, y'all. No more.
No.
Hey, look. This dude, I would like to say this dude is a clown.
Before you get into all that with your oyster crackers, are you eating with your pinky out or you holding the fork, the spoon with your whole hand? You know what I mean? You just grab it and pull up oyster crackers.
I always hold the spoon the right way because my mama always say hold the spoon this certain way instead of holding the spoon like a fist. But nonetheless, I crush them jokes. I crush a whole bowl.
I ain't even thinking about oyster crackers.
I'm with you, Kay. I ain't thinking about no crackers.
He been saying the oyster crackers. Every time he talk about the clam chowder, he talk about the oyster crackers. Every time. That's what he says.
Yeah, every time.
Right. When you order it, that's what it comes with, oyster crackers.
Some people don't know about that, though. Everybody don't make oyster crackers, though.
By the way, it's not the Manhattan clam chowder. Them things nasty. You get the New England clam chowder.
There you go.
Oh, wait a second. I come about clam chowder, don't it?
Manhattan clam chowder tastes like it got a little dirt in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gritty.
You know it's gritty. Yes, it's gritty. They don't clean it.
Thank you. I pay.
What did you say, Lou?
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's that bad.
Of course you're from New York, Lou.
You're from New York.
Yeah,
from New York,
baby.
Jersey.
Yeah.
He's from Jersey City.
Yeah, you sound like that barbecue New York City.
Body on you tonight, Lou.
Now, 007, I had to stop you because you were getting ready to go into the next topic. And this is a beautiful segue. We don't need no music or anything. CJ McCollum calls out Stephen A. Smith over his
background.
That's
why
Kane watches this. Please mute the background. CJ McCollum calls out Stephen A. Smith over his backtracking with his Celtics and Warriors prediction and what Treese is always talking about. How he always seems to magnify the negative on African Americans.
Yeah.
I thought Michael Johnson was a locker. He kept on moonwalking. Ain't it tiptoe? Hey, man, look. I always vouch for that man. Until what I heard yesterday. It was disgusting the way he talk about the Lakers organization. It's disgusting you would still count out Boston, which, by the way, you from Queens, New York, Mr. Smith. You should be rooting for the East. And you, the East is Boston. I mean, if it was the Lakers, you root for the Lakers because it's a historic team. I can understand that if you root for them in the finals. But you're going to root for a new generation team. You're going to root for a new generation team over an old school generation team that won, 14 championships before the Warriors even been known. Ain't even right they nose yet. They won championships before them. Hey, Stephen A., you are the Bama of the week, bruh.
I can't. I agree with you being a Bama, but I can't root for Boston. They got a good team, but I swear, they could be playing somebody else, and I would still be rooting for the other team. I feel about Boston like I feel about the Washington football team. I can't root for them. Because of that,
that's different. Oh, 007. That's 57. That is not fair at all. Because in between the Boston Celtics and this team is Boston Celtics constantly in contention for the playoffs.
They got great
players
out there.
The team that I root for ain't nowhere right now.
Hey, look, they got great players out there. Boston got a great team. I can't root for them though. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, I love every player they got out there. They play great. And if they were the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls, I'd be rooting for them going, hey, man, I hope they win. But
how
I can't
do
it.
I feel that to watch the Wizards fan, though. I wish it was how do you think I feel as a Wizards fan? Boston's in
the
East.
The same way
Wizards,
I do.
You know what this
is? The same way most
you
of us on
saying?
This come on, podcast do. Why our team ain't never in the playoffs?
And while we're talking about Washington, I received an email through the pipeline today that a three-team trade involving the Wizards, Bradley Beal, going to the 76ers and Porzingis being traded
No, I'm just looking up something up from the site.
Okay. Yes, cool. But so we wonder why the Wizards are never in contention. We wonder why the Wizards are always where they are right now. It's because of stuff like this. Yeah. It's because of stuff like this. We are cursed with that West on sale mess going on in our organization. And now we have his son as a head coach. It's even worse. It's even worse. It's even worse because now we're about to trade away our whole team. We're about to trade away anybody that's worth looking at. And I don't know about anybody else, but when I look at Golden State and I see Gary Payton Jr. doing magnificent work for them, I see Otto Porter doing magnificent work, it irritates me. It irritates me. Now, that's not to say that these guys would be this or that on the Wizards team, but what we can say is we will never know. We'll never know exactly what they can be because every time we have players, we're trading them away. And really receiving nothing. I'm looking at, I'm like, damn, dude, what are they coming to the trading table with some Starbursts and some Arizona iced teas and y'all jumping on it or what?
I'll take some of that.
Because I never see, shut up, Lou, I never see the players that we trade.
That's fake news. They've been saying that they're gonna trade Bradley Beal and his team, trade him the three-man team over here. They've been saying that forever. Even last year when he was playing the game, they were saying that. So
I'm just saying
you can't really believe that. I know what you're
tantalize
saying.
Tantalize our butt.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You know what, sis? This is what I think we should do. I think we should trade a whole team for a whole team. Send the Wizards out to Sacramento and bring the Kings here. I mean, let them experience what we over there, what we're experiencing over here.
I like the Bulls. Coach included.
The whole swap. Boom. Y'all take the Wizards and we'll take the Kings. And let's see what let's go from there.
You know Larry Brown is the new coach for the Sacramento Kings.
You ain't gonna get no Phoenix Suns to come here. I mean, we know that ain't gonna happen anyway. But you ain't gonna get no Phoenix Suns or the Utah Jazz or anybody to come here. Yeah, I'm trying to be reasonable.
They're gonna blow that Utah Jazz team up now that you said something about them.
Yeah.
It's time to
You should trade for them team.
Yeah.
That team.
Well, what do y'all think about Philly? You don't think they're gonna blow Philly up after the end of the year?
I think they're gonna get rid of the coach, but not too many people, not too many of the players.
Most of them players just got their contracts.
James Harden needs to sit on the bench.
He needs to be where he's supposed to be.
If you put him in the right position, he'll do what you need him to do. Yeah, everywhere he go, they keep lying to him, saying you will be doing this, and then once the game starts, he's doing something totally different.
But if you have a super unit that's starting.
But that don't mean bring
you Harden, and you got Harden out there. And that's just what I'm saying, Creed. I don't think Harden can bring an A game anymore. I truly don't. And I'm not saying I'm not dogging Harden or putting him down, but I do not think he can bring an A game anymore. I'm sure it's just past him now.
I don't think
he'll be my Iguodala.
His average 20 points and 10 assists, an A-grade game? Is that an A game?
That's an A game.
I'm just wondering.
I bring him off the bench.
As a starter, he's averaging 22 and 10. So, I mean, what A game do you want him to bring?
Well, let me say this, D, if you don't mind. First of all, Harden has made it known ever since he left OKC what he wanted to do. He did not want to be the man to have to score. He doesn't want to score 25 and 30 points a game. He wants to be a facilitator.
Right.
But every time he gets put into a position where they need him to score, and he doesn't want to do that. He's made that known to every team he's gone to.
He even said he don't, you know, that ain't what he want to do anymore, the 40, 45-point games and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's why I was just, what is this? Well,
why are you giving
up? No, I'm wondering, because still averaging 22 points in this league and 10 assists, that's an A game to me.
That's an A game.
I agree with that.
But it's an A game when he chooses to bring it. It's an A game. You know what I'm saying? But can you, as his teammate, as a team, depend on that from him night in and night out? I don't think you can. I truly don't think you can, man.
I mean, we've been saying it. I just seen him do it. So I know he can do it.
You seen him do it last year, right?
Yeah.
You seen him do it last year. I can guarantee you, next year is a whole new year, and guess what? It's one more year added on to that old body. He's not going to give you the same next year. He's not. It's time that we start looking in the direction of reality and not what we want. And the reality of it is James Harden is not only an older guy, but like 57 just said, he doesn't even want to be that guy on anything that he's a part of. So when you're battling his age and the fact that he doesn't want to, then you can only expect less than his average. Now, that's not to say he won't give you that at all. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is you can count on him being a regular, normal guy than playing above the rim. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything bad about Harden at all, but I'm speaking reality. As an older individual, we'd be crazy to expect certain accomplishments from him.
I'm saying a guy like a Chris Paul is still playing at a high level at that age. So I see like LeBron
completely
is a
different
guy.
Position.
No,
completely
he's a point
different
guard.
Position.
James Harden is a point guard, man. I don't know what y'all think. He's a two guard, three guard, whatever y'all thinking. No, he's a point guard. He's been a point guard for the last 7-8 years.
Watch the NBA next year. I guarantee you Harden will not give you what you're thinking he can give. He might do it 2-3 games, but then it's going to be a nagging injury.
Man.
It's going to be a nagging injury or something that takes away from what he's given. Watch what I tell you, man. Listen, Father Time is undefeated, man.
The same player he once was.
But he's only 32 right now. He got at least 4 years left.
The coach has got to recognize how to use these players, too. You know he's 32 years old. You see the guy's output out on the court when he's out there playing, and you're trying to play him like he's 22 years old. You know, Harden ain't that guy. But this is what I want to say real quick. Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm sorry. Can y'all mute yourself? Everybody with the background noise, mute yourself. If you hear yourself and this other noise in the background, mute yourself because we can hear you talking in the background. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Pittsburgh.
Thank you for knocking off.
What's the center for the Suns? Hasn't been signed yet. You know, he's gonna be a free agent this year. What I want to see is the Wizards aggressively go after some stars, some people whose contracts are up, you know, like this guy. Get us a center in here. You know, go through the draft correctly. You know, spend some money and let's build this team so we can have a winner in 2 or 3 years instead of going through the same stuff every year, change of coaches, change of players, and the like you said, Kale, the players leave here and go someplace else and end up on a championship team. Come on, we don't suffer long enough. You ask the fans to support the team, we support the team, and then you give us nothing on the court and you still want us to spend the money to come out there and watch you play. Give me a break.
Hello. 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 That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You want us to celebrate? You want us to spend money? Like I said, I go in the damn Wizards store by the stadium. They got a Bradley Beal jersey in there for $200. What has Beal done to make me want to buy a $200 Bradley Beal jersey? Seriously.
I lost mine on the basketball court.
Be the all-time leading scorer in your franchise history?
What? Hey, Darius. Listen, Darius.
Yeah.
You asked what he had
left. Cut all that nostalgia stuff out, man. He is doing nothing. What has he led to?
That's a different question. You asked what did he do. I'm telling you what that man did.
It's all the same.
What did that man do? That single man was the lead. He's the all-time leading scorer in your franchise history. That's what that was.
Well,
here's
your freaking
lollipop.
Here's your freaking lollipop for leading this team in scoring and leading them nowhere else. Here's your lollipop.
It take a team for that. Go get some GM. Go get a better GM. It take a team. You ask what that single man done. That single man done put the team on his back time after time. He done did it.
Yes, he did.
He's been a lawyer. That one man said he don't want to go nowhere else. He's going to stay right here. He want to build here. That's what he said.
Because you know why? You know why? Because he had no one to compare to here. Because people like Darius are going to constantly scream, he has the team in scoring. Well, we got a bunch of dudes that should be working at Domino's.
Because they need a trade walker. Okay.
Then that means the rest of them dudes need that. That's not his fault. That means the rest of them dudes need to step it up. The rest of them dudes got to step it up. He's doing his job.
Okay.
He's doing his job.
He played hurt.
He don't play good sucker on no game and none of that.
Listen, when he's leading the league, and not just this dumb, you know what, with his team, when he
just last year he was in that contest with him not too long ago.
Nostalgia again. Here we go.
Until that man gets some help. It's only one star over there, and it's Bradley Beal. Every team has three stars, and that man doing what he have to do day in and day out for that Bullets franchise, dog. I don't know what more you want from him. You need the rest of the team to come and do something and stop
being hurt. Has it been that way Bradley Beal's entire tenure? It's been that way the whole time.
At one point in time, we had a John Wall. They was one of the best backcourts when they was balling. You forgetting about all of that? You forgot when we had three.
Wizards, you said Wizards y'all.
What's going to happen?
Y'all ran into LeBron James.
What's going to happen is Bradley Beal is going to leave, right? He don't want to leave, but it's going to be so much on him, like keep trying to – no other superstar is going to be around him, right? He's the only superstar. You really can't name nobody else that's over there with him, right? No other household.
Only person you can name now for Vegas, and he just got there.
Right. So if he gets traded, he's winning a ring. I don't care where he go, he's going to win a ring. Let me tell you why.
I'm telling y'all, dog.
He's going to have help. He's going to have help.
Yes.
Wherever he go, he's going to have help.
Yeah.
Until he gets some help, we're going to keep having these conversations until he gets the help that he needs. It's nothing else more that Bradley Beal can do besides give blood at this time. That's it.
He did everything, man.
He's 32 years old, man.
What more you want to do?
Thought about it, like Tang said. Everybody else got big three out there, got at least three go-to guys.
Yeah.
We don't.
Y'all better get some superstar. Walter, he won't come back. Y'all better go and let your pride down and your ego
down.
Let the man
come
on in. Miss
T,
we don't need Wall. We need somebody.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
We do, sis, but we don't need him, sis.
We don't need him. My bad.
Nah, I'm not disagreeing with you about we need somebody, sis.
We done seen John Wall.
Not him.
We done seen
him. Okay.
Ain't him.
My bad with John Wall. Bad suggestion.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
May Allen Iverson come out of retirement.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, man, I saw how fat he was the other night on TV. He can't help us. I love him. Hey, look, after Patrick, that's my number one man. But AI can't help us right now, man.
Now let's talk about GM.
Hey, I'm reading right here.
He gonna get some superstars over here. Y'all better get y'all just name GM so y'all can get some superstars.
I'm reading right here, Bradley Beal likely to sign a 5-year extension in the summertime. This is May 26th.
Brad don't want to go, man.
He don't want to go nowhere.
He needs one more person to come over there with him. They're going to keep Porzingis. Zinger's going to stay healthy, and we're going to get one more person. We just don't know who that splash name going to be. But when the
Why do
starts,
y'all love Porzingis so much? What's up with him?
He's not a bum. You can't get rid of him right now. He's on contract. Right. So you got to keep him right now.
Yep.
Can't move him.
But he's not a bum. He's not a bum.
He's not a bum. I haven't seen him do anything. You look at Porzingis in comparison to the rest of the players in the league who plays his position. He stands out.
He dogs him.
He stands out and he dogs him. So, no, he's not a bum.
The person I would look at wanting to develop and spend my money on would be Clafford. And Clafford?
Gafford.
He don't come off the beat. He plays the power forward.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, he a beast.
Daniel Gafford.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah, that's him. We got him from Chicago.
It's not like he's saying Clafford.
Yeah, it's Gafford.
I thought it was Clafford.
What you going to do with Brian? You going to trade him or, you know?
Everybody on the team,
if I could, other than Bradley Beal and Roberto and Gafford, would be up for trade. Ain't nobody. Mm-hmm. Everybody would be expendable. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not a GM.
He's a quality player.
Yeah, come to think of it, that team do look depleted. Come to think of it, it do look depleted.
I mean,
and you only got Bradley Bill, what's his name, Bogus, whatever his name is. Yeah, they got inside game. They just don't have an outside game for real. Unless, I mean, it don't make no sense that a power forward, small forward, or center, you know, saying dictates the game instead of, you know, a shooting guard or a point guard. When Bradley Beal is gone, it seemed like the whole team is just looking like the old Bullets team from the 80s.
Now, the old Bullets team from the 80s look better than this.
That's bad.
We got to understand, too, man. This is third year. This the turnaround, y'all. This the third year, y'all. See, like y'all say, we haven't won in so long that we kill the coach and the GM when they first get here. This the third year, and they haven't even really put a team together to give them a chance. Everything that they came in here with, it's been pieces, and they had to move this and do this and try to get rid of this contract and do this to this contract. We just got to give them this 1 year right here, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
But you're talking about a team who has been given many years, and I understand.
We just got the right GM. Look at the GMs we had. This is the first household name GM that we didn't have in 20 years, and we not giving them a chance. This is the first household name GM that we can respect that did something. And everywhere he went, he did something.
You like to give too many people chances too much, man. You don't know when it's a train bag.
Outside of being a household name, seriously, Tank, for real, because he has a household name, I'm supposed to forget the inconsistency that I've seen since he's been here. And I ain't even talking about what he's done.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
Name five players that was on our team when he first came here 3 years ago, besides Bradley Beal.
That's on our team. Antonio O'Brien. The one that was injured towards the end of the season.
He haven't even been there 5 years. What are you talking about? Thomas Bryant haven't been with us 5 years.
This is Thomas Bryant.
He haven't been there 5 years, bro. What are you talking about?
Been there? How long has he been
there? This is probably his second year.
He came for the Lakers 2 years ago.
What are you talking about? I can't even name them. Can't none of us name them, dog. We don't know because we didn't have no players but Bradley Beal.
Understand this, dog. You're asking me to be patient with an organization that I've been nothing but patient with.
But it was with terrible GM. It was with the terrible. We had the terrible GM out of every team for the last 20 years. Until the last three years. It starts from the top. We finally got somebody that knows basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to date with what's going on now. But we're not giving them a chance. If we get rid of him, it's going to be just like how y'all felt when the Redskins got rid of that dude that was up in the box office that I was loving. But they tried to say he was drinking.
Scotty Mine. Yeah.
You're going to feel just like that, man. I'm telling you. I promise you, bro. Y'all had that man in there, and that man should have stayed there.
What you're saying is this year, we should see a difference.
I need to see one more play over there with Porzingis and Bradley Beal.
We know a two-man band
can't make it unless we got some mean role players. I got to see some mean role players. We know a two-man band cannot make it in the NBA. I don't care what y'all say. You can't give me a team with a two-man band right now. Everybody got 4 and 3.
Yeah. Everybody got the whole first five starters. It's a household name.
We need a different.
For real.
We gonna be all right, man. I'm giving them this year. We gonna be all right. We gonna pick one more person up, and we gonna make a splash on it. You know.
I think Thumbhead gonna be an improve. He gonna make an improvement in his coaching because I think that was new to him as well. It was all new to him as well. You know what I mean? So he got that under his belt. He got that experience under his belt. He knows what to expect, how fast paced everything is, and all of that. So he got all of that under his belt. You know, he got two whole full years under his belt. So this will be his third year. So he'll be good.
This they playing now.
He started off 10-3.
Like Kane said, y'all need one more person.
If they don't end up in the playoffs
this
year,
let's take this call.
Get rid of Eraser Head.
Come on. Come on, Marcus.
His resume was good, please. Too, though, y'all.
What's up, Marcus?
Help us out, Marcus.
What's up, Marcus? Fine. He's loud when I get in the house. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Marcus, you know, just so you know, we're not talking about boxing. We're not talking about boxing right now, so.
All right. Yeah, I know what y'all talking about. Hey, look, you know, he's exactly right. I heard Tang is on the money. He's exactly right about what he's saying. Hey, but Kale, I got a question, though, man. Hey, and it's on the point. Hey, why you feel so strongly about the Wizards, right? That ain't my background.
Not you. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I've been hearing it the whole time too, though. But Kale, you don't feel the same way about the Washington Commanders.
What's the exact same way?
It's like because he made the same comparison that Tang just said how we would feel once we got rid of Scott. And Scott we trust.
Right.
Right?
Right.
When we got rid of him, this is how we felt. But the comparison between how you say the GM and we tired and all that stuff, it don't seem like you got that same feeling about the command.
You know why? Because the Washington football team has had success in my lifetime. In my lifetime, they've had success. The Bullets/Slash Wizards haven't. I was 1 year old when the Bullets/Slash Wizards had success. I didn't even know about sports. Didn't know I would be DMV Kale.
How old was you when
the Skins had success, bro?
He's having fun.
Hey, 82, 87, 91. That's all.
Oh,
man. And into high school.
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. I've been to the parade, dog. I've been to Capitals Parade. I have yet to see a Wizards parade. But yet and still, I see an owner who does not promote them correctly. I keep seeing championship players tossed around, dumped off of this team. This is what I see with this Wizards team. That's why it's hard for me to have patience with them. Because I saw... a whole team. What 57 was just talking about with Sacramento, the only difference is it happened in Detroit. Our whole damn team went to Detroit and immediately became champion. That's why my patience is so thin with this Wizards team.
And that was our GM and them fault for all that. That was their fault. They did it.
Exactly.
They had the dumb GM and them up in there. Yes.
But you know what, Tang? We can't just blame
way,
the GM. We got to blame the owner. We got to blame
the owner, too. The owner, too, like you say, because he don't put the money into it like he's supposed to. Like you say, when they commercials come on, when they game come on, it's nothing but Caps commercials. So I don't expect
the
you
whole
to about
thing.
That.
The
yeah.
whole damn
thing. Hey, Kale, in my lifetime, I've been disappointed by both. I've been disappointed by them all, man. So I feel that,
okay.
I feel like you do across the board. That's why I was asking. Because I could hear the difference in your tone when you're talking about basketball as opposed to our football team.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, man, you know, 82, 87, and 91. And I was at every last one of them parades, and it was a beautiful thing.
And 91, that was at our prime, so I know you enjoyed that. 91?
What?
Oh, my gracious.
It was a history. It was a black history moment. Because my quarterback was the first African-American to shut the mouth of all these idiots who say an African-American can't lead a team, can't play quarterback. Well, not only did he play quarterback, he damn it set records.
Yes, he did.
Well,
man.
Can I say this?
They don't respect that man, and they still don't respect him like they supposed to. That's why
I
don't
know.
So, sometimes I don't understand how you feel, Kale, because, you know, my baseball team won so many World Series, my football team won so many Super Bowls. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't never have that
mm-hmm.
problem right there, you know.
Me too.
But
me
now
too,
I'm suffering. Up. Yeah, exactly, sis. You know, your team. But see,
oh,
now I'm suffering because I'm rooting for the Wizards, you know,
right.
And they won't win anything. They're kind of knocking me off balance.
Yeah.
You know, they need to start winning.
Hey, big bro, we're going to straighten you back up, 57. I promise we're going to straighten you back up this year, man. You're going to be all right.
Maybe next year. It's going to be 2 years. It has to be. Because, listen.
No, it don't.
Next year, y'all don't have to. Who y'all got? Who y'all got
right
now?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Y'all ain't even pick up somebody.
Hey, hold on.
Now
y'all
got to pick up somebody. Y'all got to pick up somebody, right? You got to pick up somebody. Then you got to work them in. So you got to make sure he got the right rhythm with y'all and all that. So it's going to be 2 years.
Hey, Miss T, no.
Okay.
Listen to me. It's going to be so many different players out there when this stuff start up with basketball because that Utah team going to be messed up. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a lot of teams, a lot
of
players. Yes, we will. See, all right. Watch.
You know what?
We might not get the pieces back like DJ. All right.
I got to agree with him, man, because if we don't put a whole lot of pieces, we already behind in the East. Look at how far. We behind Atlanta. And we behind
right.
we really down. We behind some
but
teams. So
we got
we
some
gotta
good
get
players
some players.
We are. That's the main thing right there, 57. We're going to get some players. We're going to get a player.
When?
Watch what I tell you. This year.
And bro,
this year,
bro,
Ms. T.
I root for y'all. Like I do every year. I root for y'all. If y'all not playing up, then I say y'all gonna win every game. If y'all ain't playing up. Right? That's how
I root because I know who I'm married to.
That's because I know who I'm married to. You know?
This Wizards team is composed of nothing but role players. It's composed
right now. You're absolutely right.
So
that's
what
I'm saying. We already have the role players. Exactly.
We have maybe two players on our squad that can leave us and start somewhere else. Maybe three. Because Gafford.
I'm getting ready to say no. You got more than that.
It's your name.
It's real thoughts and wells for some people. It's just that.
Let me tell you something.
If you can find a job somewhere else, go on about your business, bro. Because you are a defensive liability, and then when you're not hitting shots, it's really like, why in the hell are you out there? For real.
We don't have an identity on the court.
Not yet. No. You're right. We don't. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. We don't. We don't have an identity. We don't know who we hate. Like I said, we still can't name no players from 5 years ago. From 3 years ago, I mean,
nope.
Since the boys been there. We going to be all right, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you say
but
so.
Rasheed is back. Rasheed Wallace is back, but he ain't with he with Detroit, you know, over there coaching.
No,
he with the Lakers.
With the Lakers. I'm sorry. Yeah, with the Lakers.
Yeah.
We know that.
It's funny you would say that, T, because a video surfaced. A video surfaced of Anthony Davis in the locker room being tickled and played with by his teammates while he was butt naked. Yes. Yes.
This is the world we are living in now. That's what the young, and they coming up younger, and they doing more. That's the world we don't want to be there. We don't agree with it. And like sis say, pineapple, she's right. We don't want to hear about it either. But it's happening.
We
always want to make fools of ourselves.
That's right.
Who recalls your boy saying that Anthony Davis had a little sugar in him? I said that, 2 years ago now? 2 years ago now, and now these videos are coming out, you know, and I'm asking myself, is Rasheed Wallace one of the coaching choices to make these boys tougher, to get on these boys? Not to say that Darvin Ham won't. Not to say that Darvin Ham can't.
He ain't no slouch.
I'm not saying that at all. But we all know when it comes down to it, Rasheed Wallace will go a little harder than Darvin Ham. We all know that. And as the assistant coach, he ain't the head coach. He can act a fool and not be held accountable.
That's like being at home with your mama and your daddy. You know your mama gonna whip your butt for doing something wrong, and she gonna tell you about it while she whipping your butt. Your daddy just gonna whip your butt. Or if he give you look, you know not to do something.
Oh, you get a face.
Darvin Ham is Darvin Ham is that type of guy. You know, he need Rasheed there to verbally put it out there, because he don't want to be in that position, but he's that type of guy to give you that look, you know not to mess with him. I'm telling you.
Y'all see what I be talking about with Kale's Corner? We done went from the NBA Finals, Stephen A. Smith, and boy, y'all crazy. We gonna take a break for y'all. 5-6. Go ahead.
No, because I'm just ready to say because I really wanted to hear what the rest of 007 had to say about Stephen A. Because I know he pissed off about something.
Yeah.
Well, 007 has left, y'all. I don't know what happened, but bro gone. So maybe it's his birthday.
It's birthday week.
Maybe on another show. Yeah. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Football when we come back, y'all. Yeah.
people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazing. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest, and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't no future in your front. I never got caught with a kilo, and if you ever do, you'll never be with me, yo. Serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Like I'm like Ben, so we'll get it up for me, yo. Never have to worry about my posse getting.
Jack Del Rio.
Crunking, man.
That song was for you, Jack Del Rio. Ain't no future in your fronting, Bama. Ain't no future in your fronting. You know
get him,
bro.
Get him, bro.
Yeah, come out.
Okay, take a deep breath, kid. Jack Del Rio, the defensive coordinator of the Washington football team, defended a tweet he sent recently that sparked significant controversy. Del Rio asked why the attempted insurrection riot on January 6, 2021 was being investigated while what we described as riots during the summer of 2020 were not. Among those concerned with Del Rio's comment were former Washington running back and current local radio host Brian Mitchell.
Oh.
And Brian Mitchell teed off on Del Rio and went into, no wonder the players have no discipline, the coach has no discipline. And talked about Del Rio renaming the complete riot as a dust up, and that, you know, people, we should be as concerned with the 2020 riots as well as the insurrection riot on the Capitol. Coach Football. Boy. Go ahead, Tree. Take it, Tree. Give me a minute.
You know.
That cattle about to pop.
I understand. Right.
Oh,
I understand what he was saying, but it comes like a day late. Because of all of the other stuff that you've been saying and supporting. So you come out saying this now and then having to apologize. Mute your background, please. And then having to come out to now apologize for what you had said. All this is just ludicrous. He should have just left his mouth closed from the very beginning.
Okay.
And just like y'all
said,
just coach football. Just be quiet. That's why people don't talk about certain things with other people, because they lead to other things. Like, I don't like talking religion with people. You know, now unless I'm trying to teach you something, then I'll talk religion with you. But if we're just kicking the bobo and we talking, I don't do that. Because that leads to other things. And, like, you want me to believe what you want? I don't got time for none of that. Teach me some football, defensive moves, and all, because that's what you're here for, sir. You ain't here for nothing else. Keep your comments to yourself or online or wherever you want. Write them down, burn them, do whatever you need to do. So if you need to get it out your system, write it down and then burn it. Because don't nobody else need to hear it.
Brian Mitchell made repeated reference to the lack of discipline with the Commanders' defense in 2021. And believes it starts from the top down with Del Rio. He also cited that the issue amid the team's other ongoing scandals including the investigation into the owner, Dan Snyder, and the front office, both sexual harassment and financial improprieties. Listen. You got all this nonsense going on. If it's your opinion, keep it to yourself, dog. Keep it to yourself. The only thing I can see here where it would help him and Jack Del Rio, is if he was trying to divert some of the attention off of everything else that has been reported or stated or said. I mean, and dude, there's no way you can say that. There's no way you can say that, because what you're saying falls right in line with the nonsense that's been going on with our organization for too damn long now. Seriously. Listen, I hate to say this. I really and truly do, because I was heated when Congress members told LeBron and the rest of the ball players to just shut up and dribble. But Jack Del Rio, shut the hell up and coach, man. Shut the hell up and coach. And Dan Snyder, you idiot. You idiot. This is one of the dumbest moves I've seen you make as an owner, because that man should be removed from your stand. You got rid of everybody else that was harmful to your organization. Why are you not getting rid of Del Rio? Because this is not the first time that Del Rio has come out with some ignorant comments. This is not the first time. Dude, listen, man. Listen. I was thinking about this on the way home, y'all, and I was saying to myself, it would be funny if all of this is nothing but a plot to get the Washington fans against the team so that Dan can go ahead and make the move that he wants to make. Because we all know, in all honesty, he wants to go to Virginia. He wants to go to Virginia. Virginia is the only one willing to give him money to help on his new stadium. Virginia is the only one that has land big enough for him to build a facility that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to go to Virginia. He wants to go there. And it's at the sacrifice of fans like myself that he's willing to do whatever it takes to get out. This was ignorant.
Wow.
It was appalling. It was appalling. It was ignorant, and it was completely unnecessary. Unnecessary. Dude, you in training camp. OTAs at that. Why in the hell are you talking about that situation? January the 6th. Why are you talking about that? You know, I mean, it's just as an adult, there are some topics that I would be like, next. And I would let people speculate their heads off as to why I just said next. But they would not have a direct answer for me why next was my comment. Why next is what I said about that comment.
Right.
Because it's my personal opinion, and you can speculate all you want. But I'm not going to give you bulletin board material. And Jack Del Rio has constantly given out bulletin board material. And it comes to a point where, Dan Snyder, I'm starting to question whether or not you go along with what he's saying, because you have done nothing to discipline this man.
Right.
There have been no repercussions.
Right.
Nothing whatsoever. Dude, do you realize the majority of your fan base is African freaking American? Do you realize that? Do you realize we know if it was us, capital, storming, First of all, it wouldn't have been called a damn insurrection. You guys would have found the most harsh, profound word that you could find to title it, to make it okay that as many of us were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. Seriously, man. Come on, man. It's almost to the point where I'm like, is anybody up there thinking, man?
Right.
Is anybody up this zone thinking for real, man? You can't just disrespect your fan base like this and expect everything to be all right. Oh, when football starts. I guarantee you, I'm going to hear somebody say, once football actually starts, I'm guaranteeing we're going to hear someone say, see, Del Rio, that undisciplined defense, he's so worried about the January 6th situation that he ain't even thinking about the defense.
Well, they definitely going to say
Jack
that.
Jack Del Rio putting so much time and interest in that situation that he's not even thinking or concerning himself with what's going on here. He's not thinking or concerning himself with how his defense is looking like trash. How Chase Young is reminding people of Brian Arakpo because he's doing the same damn two-step
Hello.
That he did right. since he came into the league.
Somebody
All
say
right.
hello.
Yeah,
can't get them
15 back.
Minutes back.
Damn. Uh-uh. 007. Hey, boy.
A whole diatribe about the Washington Redskins football team, Commanders,
whatever
their names
you know,
are.
Hey, man, we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Super Bowl for what? Super Bowl for what?
Hold on. The floor is yours. Give us something about Pittsburgh.
You said give you something about, come on, Kel. You didn't mean it like that, right? Like,
why?
No, he's saying something about Pittsburgh. What you got to say about Pittsburgh?
How many
I ain't got nothing to say about Pittsburgh right now, Kel.
You out of
the
word?
Going to the Super Bowl. We ain't got all that controversy going on. You know, we ain't got the cheerleaders complaining about us, the front office people complaining about us. We ain't got all of that going on.
No, but what do y'all have going on? Y'all got any football, anything going on that we need to know
we
about?
Just
like,
doing
y'all
our,
trade.
We just doing that. We did our OTAs. Now we're doing our training camp just like everybody else.
Everybody
showed up. We ain't nobody holding out. Ain't nobody, you know, doing this, none of that. You know, we ain't got none of that going on.
But you ain't got time, see? You ain't got nothing to really tell us about your team. So he got something to tell us about his because they dysfunctional over there.
They dysfunctional. They dysfunctional.
Oh, okay. Well, he just said
that. I mean, let me ask you a
words.
Question.
He did.
What you got going on is bad about your team, sis? Sis, what you got going on is bad about your team? Nothing?
I don't have to, I mean, nothing. I mean, Debo Samuel showed up. That's what I was worried about. He showed up.
Yep.
He good. So I ain't got too much to worry about. Garoppolo, he knows.
What thing got bad that he got to say about his team? Who didn't show up? You know? Who didn't show up?
Everybody showed up.
You know? Even the Cubs.
Trey Lance getting all the OTAs. He getting all the OTAs. Garoppolo, he ain't been there. So I think we gonna really put Trey Lance out there this year. He got to play. He got to come on up out the booties and come on and put your big boy pants on and play some football.
So what happens
That's
with Jimmy on Jimmy G?
I mean, they're going to play each other. They're going to play both of them. At this point, I think they're going to play both of them like they did when he first got there.
I hate that. I really hate that. How can you expect your quarterback
to
get
any
type of rhythm?
I'm with anything.
You ain't going to like that. How do you expect your quarterback to get any type of rhythm?
How y'all know? Y'all ain't play that position.
Like, I've seen it before. I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Yeah. We've seen it.
Okay. They did it. Like, for example, we had Danny. I hate to bring this up, but we had, for example, Danny Wolfo.
Are you talking about
and, yes, ma'am. We had Danny Wolfo and Shane Matthews, for example. We had Shane Matthews and we had Danny Wolfo at one time. You know, they were trying to switch quarterbacks backwards and forwards, and that didn't work. And, you know, you could have two superstar quarterbacks on your team. It's not going to work. I mean, you got
Mariota. That's not what y'all had.
I only got one. I was
going to
say, that ain't what y'all had, but okay.
No. I'm just,
had.
No, we did, I'm not. I know we had media. We had media. They came from Florida. No Florida quarterbacks is not good. I'm just saying, if it is a superstar quarterback.
Damn, you
got to take that one back.
No quarterback.
You
got to
take that one back, bro. Yeah, really.
No, that's another thing I meant to say. Don't ever draft a quarterback from the Florida Gators. It never worked. Ever, it never works.
What?
I mean, except
what?
For Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow came in.
Where did Jim Kelly come from?
Exactly.
Florida.
Tebow didn't get a fair chance, and Jim Kelly was the man. Kelly was
the
name.
And Tebow didn't get a fair chance.
They
added him right off the break.
Exactly.
No, that's
they
what I'm saying. Except for Tebow.
Too religious.
Except for him.
Hey, Rod, we're going to give you a break because we know you still celebrate.
Right.
I mean, no. I'm just saying. I know the team is. You know, I hate to use that word mediocre, but that's what they are. Like, we can't grab Florida quarterbacks expect to be a Super Bowl contender. I mean, you know.
I'm sorry.
Like I said, like in the future, you have Derek Carr and Mariota, for example, with the Raiders, like back and forwards, like it don't work because they want these quarterbacks want playing time. So
it don't work because quarterbacks aren't able to develop a consistent rhythm. That's why it doesn't work. He wants to play and can't play. I mean, they're a little too old for that. But it knocks their rhythm off when they have to share time like that with another player. It knocks their rhythm completely off. And what is the old saying, y'all? What is the old saying? If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have none. You don't have none. So, Trees, I understand what you're saying about Lance and Garoppolo, but Garoppolo has proven himself to your team. He has proven. I don't know what else this man has to do to put a stamp on who and what he is to the organization. But I really hope they don't mess.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope they don't mess him up. But, I mean, okay, win that Super Bowl. Damn right. But let me ask you a question. Do y'all honestly feel that with Lance, they have that opportunity to even
I feel
get
like they got a chance
point.
With all – anybody that's back – any. Listen, at the beginning of the year, everybody is fair game. All everybody is fair game until you get into the game. And really see, because we don't know what nobody can really do right now.
I could see San Francisco making an NFC Championship game with them, but I don't see them,
We do that all the time. That's not a problem. We do that all the time. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to get over that hump. We didn't get
right,
plans.
Right.
Listen, on the corner, I'm always the last one standing.
mm-hmm.
Okay?
I just caught on to that, what she just said.
Right. So what I'm saying is we always make it there. We just don't make it there. I need to make it all
arrogant.
I'm about to say. I didn't know y'all. I didn't know y'all went through OTAs and all that to be the last man standing on the corner. I thought y'all went through it to win it.
Hey, man. Y'all heard it, though. Y'all all heard it. She done threw the first sword down.
This is what they always say. Listen, to Kel always want more games. He want to win. He want to do this. He want to do that. But his team always be the first one out. Always, right?
Hey,
Hold on, y'all.
Accomplish the goal that you started out to accomplish.
Okay, so like I was saying in the beginning, we all start out for that trophy, right? We all start out for the trophy, but with soon Kel team, the Commanders are out first. They were the first ones out all the time. First one out, and then it becomes
y'all,
but we still dancing, bruh. We be still dancing while y'all sleep, snoozing, doing everything.
We didn't go to camp to do all this to get right here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to belittle my team when we always the last one standing, like right now. Like right now. Everybody's talking over me while I'm trying to say what I got to say, but I'm going to say what I got to say, and I'm going to keep talking because I'm always the last one standing. Thank you.
When the music stops, when the music stops, your ass don't have no chair. So you look good. When the music stops. For real. And they're still talking about your team at that point. They're not talking about how far I've made it, sir.
Oh, man. And guess what? Okay. If it was your team and y'all made it that far, you'll be saying the same thing I'm saying right now. You'll be saying the same thing I'm saying right now, bro. You a hypocrite. Don't be
no
hypocrite today.
No, I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I would not, because let me tell you what I would say. We did all that to have a terrible draft pick next year. That's what I would say. We did all of that.
Yes, I would. I'm telling you, listen. At the heat of the moment, you'll be saying, if somebody arguing with you back and forth, you'd be like, dog, what was y'all doing while we was playing the game? What
I don't
want to
hear that.
You know what I'm saying? You'll be saying the same thing I'm saying. But yeah, you want better picks.
Okay.
You want all of that. You probably would say all of that.
You'll be saying I was dancing last, bruh.
And everybody knows.
I can't wait till we go to Candlestick Pop.
And do what? Light a candle.
We gonna dog y'all. I guarantee
dog
we a walk. Dog y'all.
Y'all so used to getting dog walk, bruh. Now you want to all of a sudden walk somebody. Like, come on. Y'all don't walk nobody. Y'all don't walk nobody.
Be careful, sis. The last game we played San Francisco. There were two turnovers and
one
sack,
for a touchdown.
And we won that game.
Yep. Two defensive touchdowns.
And then y'all had to go home and pack y'all closets up.
We went to the playoffs on the bench.
Y'all had to go home and pack y'all lockers up because it's over. Y'all had no chance in winning, nothing else. We went to the playoffs. That was y'all Super Bowl right there. The fact that your dinner was so nasty that night is enough for me.
The fact that everything tasted terrible
and then y'all had
was good enough for me.
What winner do you know have to go home and pack their locker and go to Cancun?
Once. We did not go through OTAs, training camp, and all of that stuff to end our season that way. But we did.
Can I ask a question? Ain't that the same season? The San Francisco 49ers had a 10-point lead against the Kansas City Chiefs,
year.
And they blew it.
Not the same year, bro. That was 13. Get your facts straight, sir. Don't try to come for my team unless you come in for me. And you don't want to do that.
It was two years ago, right?
Go Google it.
Okay,
I
know. Sure.
It was 13. It was 13, bro.
You fancy high.
I'm the only dominant one in this group, so I don't know why y'all talking all that.
I mean, that's a fact.
No.
You got six. I got five. How many you got, Tay?
Five.
Okay, how many you got, Kim?
I got three.
He got one and two asterisks.
He got one and two asterisks.
Every last one of my Super Bowl championships were beautiful parades here at home. How many of your parades y'all went to?
Say it again. I can't hear you.
Damn. I said, how many of your parades did you celebrate with your team?
Each one of them.
Okay.
You went to San Francisco?
I go to San Francisco twice a year, bruh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How is it out there, though? I mean, I always want to go out there
very,
real live,
very
though.
It's dirty. It's some parts dirty, some parts nice.
Hey, 007, you an idiot.
I want more than all you. Here he comes.
He got a jersey with every team in it. You know what I mean? He got
156 rings.
You know what I mean?
I'm a champion.
We ain't got
y'all
no name. Look, the back of his jersey say everybody. The back of his jersey say everybody. Get out of here, man. You can't do that.
I said everybody, not everybody.
Hey, that brother has no shame, okay? None.
I ain't had no Marlboros all day.
You need to pick you one.
Bro, don't tell us that, bro. We don't believe that.
Yeah, not at all.
No, for real, I didn't. No Marlboros. All water.
Betty Anderson said Raven Nation is in the house. Ravens is in the house.
Who said that?
And Betty.
Who's that tree? Okay.
I heard Lamar Johnson might come here.
You ain't hear that.
Get the hell out of here.
You know. You ain't hear that.
Yeah, they ain't going to try to tell us they ain't smoking no Marlboro with a comment like that.
You
know what I'm saying?
That was a cool 500 comment, Jack. That was a cool, like, 100 comment, dude.
I can't.
Tell us he ain't had no Marlboro. Come on, some Jack. Boy, Baltimore ain't Jack.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Man, he ain't coming
here. I can't with y'all. Y'all, I love y'all. I swear. I had the most fun on Tuesdays and Thursdays when we talking sports, when we talking facts, and when we doing our opinions. This Thursday is amazing, and I love it. I got a bone to pick.
Do not tell and Lady T do not compliment my baseball team no more.
Hey, look.
Oh, hey, look. What happened with the young dude, man?
We got our butts handed to us the very next night.
I wanted you to say it. I wanted you to say it. It was like 15-3, I think.
Right.
Who beat y'all
like,
down like that?
I was like, who do we play? I can't. I was like, Kel and Tracy, man. Dadgummit.
He said, Dadgummit.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Hey, it's true, man.
No, it was 8-1.
8-1.
Yeah, 8-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro.
Who they play?
I believe in my, when it comes to baseball, I believe
Twins.
In my superstitions, man. Yeah, the Twins got them.
Twins.
And y'all was talking about the Braves.
Oh.
I told y'all the Braves are like that. They is paying people up 13-2 yesterday.
That's a hell of a division. That's a hell of a division.
And the Twins are ahead. They're in first place in the AL Central. So don't sleep on the Twins.
Oh, yes.
Don't sleep on the Twins. They holding their weight there.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, shoot. They got the Kirby.
I tell you what.
But I see.
Let me take this time to say thank you to my Kale Corner family for allowing me to go off on Jack Del Rio, because I'm telling you, when this story came out, you talk about heated. You talk about mad. You know what I mean? I'm telling people at work, I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone, y'all. I don't want to talk about it. Don't, move on, you know? And it's something you could be doing right now. It got to be something you could be doing right now besides talking to me about this nonsense, for real. So, yeah.
Allow you. Yeah. We didn't have a mute button to stop you. That's what it was.
Well,
guess what you do have. Guess what you do have.
Come on, baby.
You got a hang-up button. You can always hang up.
We wanted to talk to everybody else.
Or you talk so long,
Payne went downstairs and cooked some lamb and came back upstairs.
My man.
57.
Hey, look, I don't know how you know that, but you're hitting everything right on point.
Hey, I know, man.
And I'm coming to get a piece of that lamb.
I can't wait for 705.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, now I got to get
this. I just sit up to the table, y'all. I just sit at the table.
I don't blame you.
And the food just come out nice and hot and nice and tastes so delicious.
There we go.
I know one thing. You about to make me get off Facebook.
What?
Hey, look, man. Sis be posting all night long. My phone be jumping at 3 a.m. in the morning. Well, I must be getting it late then.
I was going to say, you probably getting it late when you cut your phone on.
Yeah.
No, I don't turn my phone off. Period.
I be sleep by 12, sir. I don't post like that.
Miss T.
Don't say it, Tay. Don't say it.
He's like 4 hours away now, so it's going to take time down there for that phone to get the text. It's taking like 3 hours. He's probably sitting around 11. He got it at 3.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
Hey, it's like the mail. Everything comes a little slow down here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Hey,
Lady Rest, baby.
Slow and steady is a good thing, bro. Slow and steady is a good thing. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I live for now.
Yeah, Kel,
we couldn't mute you, man, so we had to listen to you go off about your team, you know.
That ain't the last one.
We know.
I'm pretty sure I got about 2-3 more rants in me before this damn season gets over with. Because I'm telling you,
that's before the
Tampa
season starts.
Dan Snyder, man. Dan Snyder.
He ain't
not
going
only
nowhere. Y'all going
to you an idiot. Not only are you an idiot, but your coach is damn fools as well. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Something got to give with y'all, man. Something got to give with y'all, man. And I ain't going to switch teams. That ain't happening. You know what I mean? That ain't ever, ever, happening. So come on, bro. You got to do something, man. You got to do something. I understand you were a fan and you loved this team.
But it ain't for you.
You were exactly. Ownership is not for you, bro. It's
not for you.
It's not. Since you have been the owner of this team, they have done nothing but gone down. Since you have owned it, nothing but gone down, dude. And I know you got money and everything, but do you want to keep throwing money into nothing happening for you? Nah, man, you don't want that. And I'm telling y'all, like I said, I guarantee you, if Dan sells this team, whoever buys it, watch how DC opens up their purse string and try to go in cahoots with that owner. Watch what I tell you.
Watch and they're going to jump right back on the ship.
That's what I'm saying. It's just Dan. Nobody wants to get involved with the bad investment that is Dan Snyder. Nobody. Nobody.
Once they buy a Me Too t-shirt on your butt, you're done.
Once who buys a Me Too t-shirt?
They got a Me Too t-shirt against Dan Snyder. All that messing with the women and stuff. Yeah, you know, once they get that on you, you done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You done. They just ain't figured out how to get the team from him yet. That's all. They piling up, but they going to get that team.
But the thing is, he put everything in his wife's name, and she ain't did nothing.
That,
so
don't mean
that might be the
but
only thing
that's stable. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
But if he goes, I think she's going to have to go, too.
Nah, she's mature. She ain't did nothing.
She ain't
did nothing. Regardless, when Mike Shanahan got fired, that got rid of Kyle, too.
No, that's because that was on his staff. He was on the staff.
Yeah, he was on the staff.
These two own the place. They ain't no workers.
But look, it'd be like when the DiBartolos was fighting over San Francisco. Remember, Seth?
They
was fighting over
that, and the lady,
what's her name, got the team? Yeah.
It's just like that. And that's what's
like
going to happen. She's going to have the team. She's going to keep it. That's what's going to happen.
Well,
and they can get rid of him.
Well,
her owning
team won't be a bad thing. I can even see the government working along with her. Why? Because the government don't want all that bad press that was on Dan Snyder to be on them. They're not giving Tanya Snyder an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, either which way, Dan getting out the door is a plus for this team. And I was one, I know you guys have heard me say it a million times. I've always been one to support Dan Snyder. I've always been one to say he could be like that owner here or there or here or there. But, I mean, Dan has shown the time parts enough. He has shown his time parts enough, and it's time for him to go ahead and pursue other ventures, I'll say. Enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
Enough is enough.
My dog is Rufus. They'll need to say hello, y'all. I had to say that.
What's up, Rufus?
But you ain't had no Marlboro. But you ain't had no Marlboro, you know?
I didn't.
He ain't had no Marlboros, y'all. Okay.
Nope, I'm on the natural.
Dream, in the room having a regular conversation.
Dream.
Boy.
I can't with y'all.
Well, I'm going to say this. By Sunday, it's going to be 3-2, Golden State.
Meemark said,
"Hey man, you need some more class out of."
Meemark said, "If Tanya Snyder gets the team, it's still Danny Boys."
It is technically, but on paperwork, it ain't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it, for real, it's his money that bought him. At the end of the day, it's his money
it's
that
they
bought
money.
The team.
Yeah, we don't really know where the money came from unless you say we together. Bank
Jeff
account got
Bezos,
both our names on it. I don't know where the money came from.
Oh, Jeff Bezos
buy
the team.
Sure. Dan didn't let Jeff Bezos buy in as a partner. He definitely don't want to sell to him as an owner. He does
right.
not want to whatsoever. He feels like Jeff Bezos is the reason that all of this is going on. So, yeah.
That's the type of owner you need, though. Somebody
yeah,
gonna spend
man.
The money and get the players.
Man.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense, Terry McClure. It don't make no sense, Scary Terry is not signed yet. Debo Samuels went to the situation, got the situation solved and everything. Then QTAs and stuff like that. While we over here, Carson Wentz saying he's doing good with Dawson, but where's Scary Terry? Get that man his money. What's taking y'all so long?
Well,
play with
I'm a
I'm,
different quarterback.
1,000 yards each season. Y'all ain't gonna pay him his money.
I'm with you on that, but I don't want Scary Terry to show pure he ain't then. And that's his good business sense. Until you are in 10, you stay exactly where you are. Why would he go out there and take a chance of getting hurt? To where he's no good to us or anybody else. Nah, bruh. Nah, bruh. It's called negotiation. And we as fans can't be mad that these guys want what they... Let me ask you this. Do you think Debo Samuel, do you think Debo Samuel outplayed the value of his prior contract?
Damn.
He played beyond his prior contract.
Exactly. So he should be getting paid that. He
yeah.
should be getting paid that. And 007, do you think Scary Terry outplayed his previous contract? Hell yes. Yes. He is more than outplayed that contract. So, yes. And the team knows it. Team knows it. We don't have to say anything. Anybody that watch football knows the production. Pay that man.
Yeah.
I can understand you don't want to overpay, but you got to pay him more than
sometimes you have to.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you have
to. Exactly. Yeah. But listen, y'all, we're going to have to stick a pin in it. Right here, we're going to stick a pin in it, you guys. We're going to bring it, get it, catch up on Tuesday.
Oh, it's ending? Oh, man.
Yeah, ending. Listen, y'all, I just want to say this
15,
one thing. I want to give a shout-out to my niece. Her birthday is today, but she is deceased. But today is her birthday. She would have been 32. She was hit by a drunk driver when she was 6 years old. So we never forget. You know how we people say you're never gone. I mean, you know, gone but not forgotten. So that's what we're doing today. She's never forgotten, and she's, you know, she's here with us. So I love her. Her name is Marte, and we love you, Sade. We love you. Stay resting in peace. Okay, you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. That means everybody, online and on the phone. Kale and Miss T would like to also say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. You guys can also log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean. Come on, you guys. Let's support each other, pray for each other, and we will see you guys right back here on Tuesday. Enjoy your week, you guys. I love you.
Hey, y'all have a safe weekend. And what I always say, if you love them, they should know it. If you love them, they should know it.
Can't nobody do me like them. to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting.